Hello once again for all who are returning listeners to this podcast known as Faith to Live By, and a very special welcome if this is your first time listening. I'm Pam Christian, your host and truth advocate. All of my work in Christian ministry is for you. It's for all of us who profess faith in Christ Jesus that we can grow in the power and the authority He has given us to be the change agents in this world. Anyone who thinks the role of Christians in this world is to simply be ornamental and separate from world affairs couldn't be more deceived. One important command Christ gave to all of His followers is to go into all the world to enforce the victory Christ has already secured for us over all the works of the enemy. This commandment is best summarized in Matthew 28:18-20. And in Matthew 16:18, when Jesus said He would build His church upon the revelation the Holy Spirit gave Peter that Jesus was indeed the Christ, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it, He used the word ecclesia, which is translated as church. Even though Jesus was Jewish, and He mostly addressed Jewish people, in this instance, Jesus used a Greek word to emphasize the character and the nature His followers were to exude. Pastor Tim Sheets of Oasis Church shared what the Holy Spirit revealed to him earlier this year, specific to the current year of 2024, and I am greatly encouraged by what you are about to hear, because God inspired me similarly when I shared my podcast, episode 182, that ran in December 2023, titled, 2024, A Transitional Year. God said to Tim, quote, 2024 will begin a supernatural transitional reformation era. Not a season, but an era. It will be the most supernatural era that I have ever led. End quote. Then Tim added that he expects the greatest revival there has ever been. Tim explained, quote, I believe Holy Spirit has revealed a kingdom strategy for the ecclesia that has now been activated at a new level. This will demand that we function as a true ecclesia, the word Christ used to define the church. Remember, ecclesia, the word translated as church in the New Testament, is a Greek word that refers to a judicial or legislative body. The word is used 113 times in the New Testament, proving it was intentional, an on-purpose name for the church. This meaning must be understood for us to comprehend our mission statement. End quote. You can use the links in the show notes to hear Dutch Sheets, Tim's brother, share about the prophetic conference he and Tim attended. And you can also hear Tim Sheets' sermon from March 3, 2024, using the link in the show notes. In Matthew 16:18, Jesus said, I will build my ecclesia upon the rock of revelation about Jesus being the Messiah, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against my ecclesia. Gates in Jesus' day were essential for a city's security and power. Hades, or Sheol, is the realm of the dead. So Jesus proclaims, the security and the power of the dead shall not overpower the church, the ecclesia. Why won't the powers of hell have ability to overpower the church? Because in Matthew 16:19, Jesus gives the keys of the kingdom of heaven to His true disciples. He explains this means that whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Here, Jesus delegates His authority to human leaders in the church who are called to govern His church on earth under His ultimate authority through the application of His word, through the application of His instructions of how we are to live life as true Christ followers. Given everything the people of the world have suffered that has been violently exposed since 2020, understanding our authority and power in Christ today is more essential than any other time in the history of the world. God has brought us to a precipice, waking us up to the true extent of evil in our midst, and He is calling each and every one of us to be actively engaged in His plans to subdue and overcome evil. Please keep all of this in mind as you listen to my guest for this week and next, Pastor David Scarlett, founder of His Glory. Pastor Dave is a retired Marine who has maintained an impressive connection with several trustworthy military generals and others, affording him some intel and insights he uses to help guide people into understanding how God seems to be fulfilling His prophetic words for today. He often has modern-day prophets as his guests, such as Julie Green. So please, first listen carefully to what Pastor Dave shares today, and then I'll follow up with a prophetic word from Julie Green that she posted on March 11th, 2024. Here's part one of my interview with Pastor David Scarlett. Pastor David Scarlett, it's been too long since I've had you on the program, and I'm so glad you were able to be with us today. I would like to know from you, specific to current events, what you are sensing when it comes to what God is saying about the worldwide economy and what God is saying about the military and the transition that seems to be poised to take place in 2024.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having me back. It's a pleasure. And, we pray over this broadcast that the Holy Spirit touches each and every person that's listening, because the only way out of this mess is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Father and the Holy Spirit. So there's never been a time in the history of the world that we really need to get on our knees and seek the Lord's guidance for wisdom, discernment. Pray Psalm 91, 5, 6, 7 times a day. We're at a precipice in this country and the world, like we've never seen in probably world history. And it's going to get a lot darker before it gets brighter. However, do not fear. Never once does the Bible tell us to fear, but you know, the only fear is fear of the Lord. He's got it. Light wins. Do I know how he's going to do it? Absolutely not. He keeps over and over repeating to me, expect the unexpected, expect the unexpected. Mm-hmm. So whatever way it happens, the Lord is going to get the glory, because he shares his glory with no one. But this is a time for the remnant, or that lukewarm church, to get on their knees and seek him. Because if we thought the military was going to help us, or a man was going to help us, or a priest or a pope or anybody that's human, that's not the answer. The only answer is through the living Christ. So yes, I believe are on an imminent financial collapse like we've never seen probably in history. That's not just a spiritual intel and intel behind the scenes, but you can see it in the world economy. The banks are in deep trouble. There's reports today that the major banks are cutting people's credit card, the amount that they can lend, in half. You saw what happened in China, which many believe that is going to be an economic freefall in China, which will just affect the U.S. bonds, affect the world. We have BRICS who are taking it to silver and gold back, and the U.S. dollar is basically cooked in the squat because we've been printing money like a press. But you know, out of all this, the Lord is exposing all this dirtiness that in the money laundering and printing of money, and the Federal Reserve not being federal nor reserve, and how they used it for the politicians for power and greed. And the Lord said, enough. He told me this many years ago, but it now is the time for this. He's bringing down the seven mountains, and every one of those seven mountains is going to come down and just be into ashes. But out of that ash is going to grow a remnant for his purpose and his glory. So each and every person that's listening to this today, God has a purpose for you. And you are picked for such a time as this. And we are truly in the greatest time in the history of the world, believe it or not, to be called by his name. And the question is, will you answer the call? Will you be like Isaiah and say, here I am, Lord, whatever it is, I'm willing to do that. And if you do, you've got victory, because he's already assured us victory, and light is going to win, and it's going to be glory days, not gloomy days, glory days.
Absolutely. And you know, God is never lost. He's not going to lose now. Nope. But the enemy is really in a panic at this point in time. You know, I've had this podcast going since about mid-2020, and I started it because of what was so evident of the lies and the deception to all of us on a worldwide scale, like what I'd never seen before.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've been sharing with my audience that I truly believe the reason the world is in the mess it's in today is because the church has not maintained her rightful position to be the influence on the world, but rather the world grew and progressed in sin and evil to such a place that the world has influenced the church.
Yeah, the church is compromised. The church is either fits into really basically three categories. You've either compromised to live in the world. You're the remnant, which is a very few that have stayed strong. And then there's the in the church that are just pure evil. And the two out of the three are going to be exposed. Eminently, you're seeing the exposure of the Catholic Church, more to come with the Pope. Even Catholics, sworn Catholics all their life, are every single Catholic I've talked to in the last 3 months has said, he's not my Pope. So they're waking up and record amount. The lukewarm is going to be affected. The religious spirit is going to be affected, because it's not a religion. It's a love relationship with the Most High God. So our denominations have taught us the wrong way. It's always been love. You know, if you summed up, 66 books by 40 authors, it's love. And that's what he wants with us, a love relationship. And you don't need to go to a priest or a pope, or in the case of Israel, to go to the Holy of Holies one day a year to hear from the Lord. We have access to him, our high priest in the order of Melchizedek. That's why he died and rose again and conquered death and sits at the right hand of the Father, waiting for that incense of our prayers to reach his nostrils so that he sees and hears our prayers, and then he acts, and he's about ready to act.
Absolutely. And I am not one who holds the office of a prophet, but I am among the Christians, and all of us can prophesy. And I find from time to time I am prophesying without realizing it. I'm just saying something that I think is based on research or things that I'm interested in that I've really pressed in to know from the Lord. And I have really, really sensed that the year 2024, and I've sensed this for a long time, I've told my audience that I thought 2020, 21, 22, and 23 into 3.5 years total would be the worst of God's exposure, the worst to us, because we're going to be so unaware. There's still more to come. But that after the 3.5 years, which we are in now, we're at that point now, that we would begin to see God's hand intervene in the affairs of humanity worldwide. Yeah. And so I think that I'm getting prophetically, I'm hearing confirmations of that from the trusted modern day prophets. And I think you too sense that 2024, you've already said it, is going to be a very unique year, but can you characterize some of the reasons why you think that and what you believe we might experience?
Well, we've hit a tipping point. We've hit a tipping point versus good versus evil. The deep state, the evil is exposed, and they're getting exposed at record number. So they're frantic. When you're frantic, you're in a state of confusion. And when God is never in a state of confusion, so he's always in control, but Satan can be in a state of confusion, and they're in a panic mode. And that's the time that they're most dangerous, when they're going to try anything and everything they can to stop an election, to create martial law, to create a civil war, or all of the above. And that's why it's at a tipping point. It's going to look at a point where we're going to think that it's over, but that is going to be the time that the Red Sea moment comes in. God is going to have a modern day Red Sea, probably better than what the literal original Red Sea was, because God has it. He's not done with America. He's not done with the world, because we know scripturally there has to be a revival, a Joel 2 movement. And you can't have a revival of the Joel 2 movement unless you get on your knees and repent. There's so much sin in the world. There's so much sin in the church, especially the church. The church saying, okay, we're going to change God's word. We're going to, okay, have change the pronouns. We're going to allow same sex to marry. Oh, we're okay with abortion up to a certain. No, that's all against God's precepts and commandments. And we have to say no and stand to it. It's not that we do not hate the person. We just hate the sin, as God does. He loves the person, but God cannot tolerate the sin. And sin has to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm. God has always begun judgment with the church. That's 1 Peter 4:17. And we are seeing elements of that now. What would you say to pastors and church leaders that are listening to this program right now for their own sakes at this point?
Start telling the truth. Start telling the truth. Don't worry about what you itchy ears, exactly what the scripture would say in the end days. I've traveled so many, this is so many churches, and I can tell probably within 30 seconds if that is dry bones in that church or not. Mm-hmm. And I, at every single church that I've been to, other than personal friends of mine that are pastors, that are remnant pastors, they don't talk about any world events. How can you not talk about world events when we're going through the roughest time in the history of the world? America is on the precipice of losing everything. Our southern border is in chaos. We have a fentanyl crisis like we've never seen before. Inflation is going through the roof. We're printing dollars. We can't trust any politician, whether they're Democrat or Republican or independent. This is the moment in time that the pastors have to stand up, just like, you know, the Black Robe Regiment, say, enough's enough. I am going to speak the truth of God. If that means I have to go to prison, I go to prison. If it was good enough for the Apostle Paul, it's a good enough for me as well.
I couldn't agree with you more. That has been a catalyst for me with this podcast as well. I have not heard hardly any pastors talk about current events. And that's what my program's all about, is to explore current events from a biblical and prophetic worldview so that we as God's people know how he wants us to respond. God does not want us in the dark at times like this. We can look through story after story after story in the Old Testament where God's own people turned their back on God, and how after a point of time of them being given over to their own preferences, God then hears the cries of his people and intervenes. And that is precisely what we're living in today.
Absolutely. You know, I was in my Bible study today, and one of my mentors in the Bible is Chuck Missler. He's gone to be with the Lord, and his wife, Nancy, may be even a better biblical teacher than Chuck, and she's with the Lord too. I read some things he was talking about, transhumanism, world events, the Middle East, what would happen in Turkey, what would happen in China. And I was just like, he wrote this today. I went back and looked at when he wrote it. It was like 1998.
Right.
And I thought, how did Chuck know that? Well, Chuck knew that because he went into the Bible and he would study world events and he put them together like nobody I've ever seen before.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I rely on Chuck's work as well with my apologetics classes that I offer online with my certificate course. And it's not exclusive to people who have gone to seminary or who have degrees. Any one of us who are Christians, who have a heart to read and study and to learn what God wants us to know, can have wisdom and insight about what's going on today.
But probably you're better if you're not. I don't think Chuck Missler ever went to I call it cemetery. I don't think he ever went to cemetery. I didn't. The Lord told me that he was going to teach me. So I did it for 8-9 years, 10, 12 hours a day, just studying, you know, mentors like Chuck Missler, Perry Stone, and then just getting into the Word and letting him teach me. Mm-hmm. Because if you go to the doctrines, those doctrines have been infested by the evil one for years, and they keep twisting it. And some of these pastors that are out there preaching, they don't even know the doctrine, but it's in their teaching. Mm-hmm. You know, God doesn't. You don't need to go to a seminary to learn the Word of the Lord. Remember the Apostle Paul. Mm-hmm. He had a PhD as a Pharisee. He was number two of the muckety mucks, studied under Gamaliel. He had a PhD in Greek as well, one of the smartest people out there. But what did God do with him after the road to Damascus? Put him in Arabia for 3 years and taught him the right way straight from God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm with you. I've also not been to any seminary or any formal education. I've taken classes on things that interest me. When I first became born again, just a few weeks before I turned 30 years old, I was so hungry to get out of the world and into everything God, that I just absorbed all Christian talk radio and teaching every place I could get. And to this very day, my joy comes from studying and learning and pressing in and knowing what the Lord wants us to understand, and then sharing the information that I acquire. Not that I have a corner on truth. I don't. I'm like everybody else. I'm in the process of discovering truth. And some of what I learned today may be different from what I believed in days past, but I'm going to be honest enough and open enough to admit that, because it is a journey to discover truth. You know, you talked about things getting darker before they get better. And I certainly have heard that. I agree with that. And I would hope the audience by now knows that when things seem to be beyond all hope, do not give up hope, because that is evidence of God working. And I've also said many times that if we could explain it, it would not be a miracle. With those two caveats, can you please give us your take on what we might experience in the world in, say, the next 6 to 8 months?
Well, it's going to be bumpy. There's going to be explosions, literal explosions. I got a Intel debrief last week, just before Julie Green came on with me, and people could tell in my face that they sense concern. I mean, I don't have any fear because I know God has it, but what I heard for 2 hours straight was like Armageddon. It was like ugly. So there is many, many scenarios in play right now. I was told 10 different scenarios of 9/11 type events, times 10. and that we have to be on the lookout. They're going to try to shut down supply chains. They're going to try, you know, the market's going to crash. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. But basically, it's already crashed. And they're just propping up with fake numbers, literally fake numbers. I was told that by a hedge fund guy not too long ago. He says these are totally bogus numbers. We see the Fed come out with inflation the other day. Those are bogus numbers. They're lying to us with the numbers. You see the poll numbers saying that President Trump is barely beaten Biden. That's not true at all. They wouldn't be freaking out. He's destroying them. Destroying Biden. The numbers are off the chart. So everything they're doing is lying to us. But I think the American people and the world are waking up in record time to say, you know what? We don't believe you anymore. We don't trust the fake news. And the only thing we're going to trust, I see that with the remnant, they're going to trust the Lord. I get a beautiful chance to travel the country and to see many of the His Glory family members all over the United States, Israel, and when they come to Israel with us. And I can't tell you how many people have come up to me and hugged me and said, you know what, I've gotten closer to God in these last 3 years. Before that, I was programmed. I was in a matrix, just going through my life and just monotony, just over and over again. But you know what? I was shaken. Now I'm understanding what my purpose is, and my purpose is the Lord, and I'm all in. And that's exactly what God wants.
Pastor David explained he's repeatedly heard the Lord say to him, expect the unexpected, which I think we have all come to understand at this point. Pastor David spoke of China's economic failure. You'll find an article about this in the show notes. He also spoke of an imminent financial collapse worldwide, which only echoes what my former guest, Dr. Scott Young, has proclaimed. And Pastor David spoke of specific Intel debriefing he was part of last month, where we can expect tremendous events he described as being 10 times that of 9/11. If you are a child of God, none of this should frighten you, because these are judgments against the wicked on behalf of the righteous. Which brings me to what I want you to hear from Julie Green. Again, this is a prophetic word God gave to Julie, which she first posted on March 11th.
He gave me another one. This was from February 15th. He gave it under this prophecy called Documents Are Coming That Will Crush the Enemies Against You. A great shaking is coming to the FBI, CIA, and NSA. Documents are coming that have been held in a secret place. That proves the election fraud, the coup against my David. It proves how Washington establishment has controlled this nation. It proves that treason has been committed by the majority of your government. It proves January 6th was planned and paid for by the establishment. It will prove all the indictments against your rightful president are fake and fraudulent. It will prove what they had planned for this nation, to bring it to its knees and to forever change this country. It will prove the southern border, Russia and Ukraine war, Hamas attacks against Israel, ISIS, Hezbollah. They've been paid for by your government to cause as much war and damage as they could, for chaos and destruction. It will prove the terror cells and terrorist attacks they wanted all over this nation. It will prove sex trafficking and all who are involved, where that money came from and where it went. It will prove every stolen election. It will prove and show the fraudulent corporation that was designed to take you out, O United States. It will prove the plot to impeach President Trump. It will prove the assassination attempts on him and his family. It will prove, and it will show insider trading and how they manipulated the markets for the financial gain. It will prove how fake the IRS is and all who were supposed, or in your supposed tax brackets, and how they are unlawful. It will prove how fraudulent the Federal Reserve is. It will prove how Obama and all of his hands in as much of the destruction of this nation since he had been in governmental positions, who had put him there, and how he is not an American citizen. How they faked his birth certificate because he was groomed from birth to bring down this nation for a global government. Now that is all huge. Now it still goes on. It will prove the deaths they had taken place to have all their plans in place to keep this country going down until they had full control over the government body and the masses through their multimedia outlets and social media platforms to pull the trigger to fully destroy this nation for their globalist agenda.
You can hear the entirety of Julie Green's post by using the link in the show notes. You know, Pastor David, Julie Green, and other highly respected Christian leaders have been warning us about a time of darkness still ahead. God does not share prophetic words to cause us to fear, but to be forewarned and to apply our faith by resolutely focusing on what God and the whole counsel of His Word reveals will take place for the wicked and what will take place for the righteous, so that those who have ears to hear can choose to repent in time to escape the judgment of the wicked. Johnny Inlow is another one who has been giving us God's forewarnings. If you didn't hear him on Elijah Streams, I highly recommend you listen to the interview titled, My Justice is About to Go from a Trickle to a Cascade. I provided you a link in the show notes. Also in the show notes are links to different articles on different events that you'll want to know about that I just don't have time to discuss on this podcast. But what I want to highlight is the mounting evidence of fraudulent governments around the world, the 2020 election fraud, and the overwhelming victories Donald J. Trump has won with the GOP primaries, even seeing Nikki Haley finally giving in. Be sure to join me next week when I bring you part two of my interview with Pastor David Scarlett. But don't think this program is over yet, because what I share at the close of each and every one of my podcasts is essential for you to know, so we can partner together and get the gospel to as many people as possible while helping people discern current events from a biblical and prophetic perspective. I really do put my heart and soul into these podcasts, wanting very much for you to know the truth and find the strength of faith you need in these very dark days. So I ask, won't you shoot me an email and let me know how this podcast impacts you? My email is faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com. I truly welcome your communication. If you like what you hear from me with this podcast, I highly recommend my book series, my award-winning blog, and connecting with me on social media, where I can cover many more topics than I can with this weekly podcast. And consider signing up for my online certificate course in apologetics. My aim with that course is to help people learn not only how to use apologetics to share truth with others, but help Christian leaders incorporate apologetics in their respective ministries so many more Christians are confident about their faith and better able to share it. Learn more using the link in the show notes. Should you have a topic you want me to explore with this podcast, please simply let me know. Again, my email is faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com. If this podcast blesses you, and I certainly hope it does, because you are the reason I work as hard as I do, would you consider partnering with me in my vision? You know that my whole goal is to help people discover and live in life-giving truth and to experience all the hope truth provides. You can, and I hope you do, personally share your faith with others. But have you thought about how many more people you could reach by partnering with me? Help me grow this podcast, get my books into more people's hands, and talk me up to others to get me more speaking engagements and increase this podcast audience. Then together, as partners, we will be making a much greater impact than we can on our own. There are several ways you can choose to partner with me. Certainly, telling others about me and my ministry along with prayer is the top of the list. There is nothing as powerful as word of mouth, endorsement, or personal referrals. Buying my books and products is another way. All of my books in my Faith to Live By series were written to help people better understand the Christian faith and how to successfully live it out. Visit my website and get any or all of these books with a deep discount of 20% using the word TRUTH at checkout. Supporting the businesses I feature as affiliate partners is yet another way you can partner with me. I seek to find affiliates who can offer you goods and services you need, and I have some very exciting money-saving America First goods and services you will not want to miss out on. Newest to my affiliate list is a company I'm exceedingly excited to introduce to you. If you're like me, you're tired of paying high prices for cable television, and you've been waiting for just the right company to come along who shares your values to replace your cable service. Well, I found it. It's called Q Streaming. That's C-U-E Streaming. They provide over 3,000 channels, including live TV with local stations from across the United States, United States networks, sports networks, movie networks, and pay-per-view events. You get all of that for about half of what most cable companies charge, and there's no contract, just a monthly subscription. Visit faithtoliveby.myqstreaming.com to look around and sign up to start viewing the programs you like for a fraction of what you're paying now, all while supporting a Christian-owned and operated company that exclusively uses word-of-mouth advertising so as not to spend money on commercial advertisement that supports the woke movement. And don't forget, when it comes to your health, I have two different affiliate partners, Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack Supplements and Kappa Health, formerly Mfinity. Kappa Health is dedicated to helping us detoxify our bodies and get to an optimum and healthy weight. I personally love the Java Boost drink, and I think you will too. Check out all the products they have, and be sure to use my promo code at checkout, FTLB, that's for Faith to Live By, to get 20% discount on all of their products. Visit KappaHealth.com. Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements contain zinc, quercetin, and vitamin C and D, which are formulated in just the right amount to help you boost your immune system. Your immune system can be weakened by over 300 different primary immunodeficiency disorders, poor diet, lack of sleep, and adverse reactions to vaccines. I'm personally taking the supplement, and I can tell you I've been around many people who have had COVID, and I have not been sick. Use my custom link from the show notes, or go to his website and use the promo code FTLB and receive a 5% coupon discount. If you choose to subscribe, you can receive 10% off of each and every month. And regarding your finances, I want you to know about Dr. Kirk Elliott. He's a personal wealth advisor who offers free consultations to understand your personal financial goals and to help you reach them. We are living in unprecedented times, and the economy is one area the Lord has promised to overhaul. Call Kirk at 1-720-605-3900 or contact him and his team using the link in my show notes. I also have a dedicated webpage where you can learn more and hear the interviews I've had with the several different affiliate partners in the vetting process. Of course, you need to do your own due diligence to make your own decisions what to purchase. But to help you, I am researching companies, interviewing their representatives, and using their products or services to provide you with my personal recommendation. When you purchase my books, products, or services, or products and services from any of my affiliates, you get something you want, and at the same time, you support me. It's truly a benefit for all of us. Shop for yourself or shop to get gifts for friends and family. Your support is greatly appreciated. If this ministry has blessed you in any way, why not consider partnering with me in my vision to bring truth to as many people as possible? I welcome direct contributions, but they are not tax deductible at this time. So anyone who sends a donation of $25 or more will receive your choice of one of my books personalized and autographed for you, or receive 5 of the Make America Godly Again bumper stickers. Please visit my web store to learn all about the products and services available through my ministry work. The website is PamelaChristianMinistries.com. On the checkout page, you'll find a button to make a donation. And don't forget about my own award-winning books available from my website. The series is also called Faith to Live By, and when you purchase through my web store, be sure to use the promo code TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, use it at checkout, and get a 20% discount on your entire order. If you like the content and resource material I bring with this podcast, you'll find much more by connecting with me through my blog. In fact, my blog has been awarded 2 unsolicited awards for Christian content, and I'm also very active on social media. I can cover much more on social media than I can with this weekly podcast. To receive even more, please be sure to check out my dedicated podcast listeners page called Beyond the Podcast. Here's where we can connect exclusively, and you can download complimentary devotionals, resources, and more. On that page, I also ask that you help me know more about what you want by completing the form visible once you scroll down the page. You can also subscribe to my complimentary bi-monthly e-newsletter. As a new subscriber, you can choose from 1 of 3 gifts I offer in appreciation for your subscription. Subscribing will make you a preferred customer, where you will receive special announcements and offers not available to others. And by subscribing, should anything happen to my podcast, I'll have a way to contact you to make sure you know where to find me. Depending upon where you listen to my podcast, if you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or wherever these features are available. Your review helps the show reach more people and spreads the gospel and helps people learn how to better apply their Christian faith. I hope you'll join me next week and tell your friends and family to listen right here on Faith to Live By, where we learn how to gain spiritual victory over life's issues. Until next week, I'm Pam Christian, asking you to remember, Christ died for us. The least we can do is live for Him.